Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
Hi, and welcome to Gooder Goods, a podcast about conscious consumption. I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'd like to share with you my long journey from front row fashionista to shopping in my closet as a trendsetter. We're all consumers who wear clothes. And as a professional in the purchasing system, my spending spree has taught me a lot about why clothes matter and why all of us need to think twice before we mindlessly make our next purchase. And hopefully before we wreck our planet for the sake of a bargain that we thought was too good of an opportunity to miss out on.
I think I get why Clark Kent loves to put on his silly Superman outfit. It's ridiculously bold, and you have to be brave to wear it in public and save the world. I loved my audacious apparel activist outfit that I wore to support students who made the film Wear the Justice on their red carpet walk. I was invited to see the film's theatrical screening at the first Toronto Catholic Family Film Fest. I've mentioned the student film in previous podcasts, and how exciting that their film made it to the top 10. And now it was going to be shown on the big screen. And it was going to be a red carpet event at 9:30 in the morning. A funny series of events offered me the opportunity of being a fashion revolutionary for Gooder Goods. You can see my fashion revolutionist outfit in the visual for this podcast. I wore it on the carpet and at the event and on my public journey to get there and back. If I were still a fashion editor, I would have ordered a reshoot for this podcast snapshot to capture me twirling and kissing the sun after my mission to provoke people to think about clothing in a different way. But I was already changed back into mild manner Clark Kent. Okay, back to the series of events. Recently, I did a workshop at the school to create Gooder Goods t-shirts for two of the school's high skills major groups in equity. And during that time, I realized that the gray lace top I purposely chose to wear over another clothing layer was inside out. Oops! I corrected my error and we laughed at my fashion faux pas. Afterwards, when I was recounting the incident to my partner Mike, he reminded me that the last time I wore my clothes inside out was for our pop-up photo shoot for Who Made Your Clothes. I was taking part in the global awareness campaign by Fashion Revolution. The purpose was to show your labels and ask the maker, who actually made my garment? Since high-profit global supply chains don't make it transparent for consumers to know if their purchase was made with acceptable equity. And that shoot led to my involvement of helping students get no sweatshop mandated uniforms. Moving forward, almost a year later, and back to this year's red carpet walk, it occurred to me that this student recognition event for Wear the Justice was during this year's Fashion Revolution week, the week leading up to the April 24th remembrance of the Rana Plaza disaster, when countless families were affected and more than 1,000 garment workers lost their lives making low-cost fashion. This raised world awareness of a common apparel issue that doesn't often get accounted for as an external cost on a single focused profit bottom line. Look for a great update article in The Guardian on my Gooder Goods Facebook page. Now, back to the red carpet journey. The student's teacher informed me that they couldn't wear their newly crafted t-shirts for the opening and had to wear their school uniforms. The same uniforms she and I, plus some of the students and others, were working on for no sweatshop mandated uniforms. To be clear, I don't know that the uniforms are or not made in sweatshops. And that was a focus of another workshop I led the same week. You can hear more about that workshop in Podcast 14, Mistrust. Shame they couldn't rock their Gooder t-shirts. But, wow, The equity students had an opportunity to rock the red carpet for Wear the Justice. They could wear their uniforms inside out to make a newsworthy statement. "Don't," said Mike. "Too late." I pushed send with my audacious suggestion. And soon I had to stand up for my impulsive words. Clothing can say so much in a quick glance. And I had to support the girls at their big screening. Be bold, girls. Apparel activism is a far cry from mindlessly frivolous and can provoke for good. But first, the fashion backstory. I had to get dressed. So what did I want to say with my label-showing clothing? Let's start with Canadian. And my cozy knit cardigan from Toronto's Dorothea Knitting was perfect. Reversing the multicolor and black striped knit had a really interesting loop pattern to show off the Parker's label. Easy to wear over black basics, but on this special spring morning, I wanted something less somber. And the day's warm forecast meant all my solid colored lightweight sweaters wouldn't work, so I went to my closet for a black shirt. Then I spotted the silk pinafore. Yes, it was lightweight, transparent actually, but with black layers, it would work. Easy. But after creating a heap of discarded black long sleeve options that seemed too warm under the cardi, I looked for the right black short sleeve, and I settled on a uniform Lacoste short sleeve made for Blackberry. I didn't know it was part of a uniform when I originally scooped it from a charity shop in a hurry. Perfect, I thought, as I did a mental check on Kelly's nod to uniform for the occasion. But the black leggings or jeans made it too casual for the occasion, so I settled on a Moschino net bloomer, and I paired it with a printed pair of Hue tights. Woohoo! Then things started to unravel when I began turning things inside out and looking at labels, starting with the tights. The inside out print was too much stripe. No worries, I didn't have to wear everything inside out. But I should look at the label. Hue was a big American brand. Wow, who knew that Gulf Western owned it? That insight came later. What caught my eye in choosing my outfit was my tights were made in Korea. If you get a chance to check out Factory Complex, it might not be easy to screen, but I'll drop the link on my Gooder Goods Facebook page. The silk pinafore was straightforward. Vintage, branded Garden Rose, made in Switzerland. No other textile labeling, since it was old, but the black tab front Lacoste label was interesting, stating designed in France, but made in Peru. And surprisingly, my Moschino bloomers were made in Italy. What surprised me most was my cardigan was made in China. On the Parker's site, it says one of North America's largest knitwear manufacturers. And I've been on site at the Knitting Factory in Toronto. On the website, it says made in Canada. But on closer examination, that copy line is ambiguous. And the actual label in my garment says made in China. But I slipped it on and ran to catch public transit. Damn, I just missed the bus, and I'm running late, so I'll walk to the subway on this beautiful morning. I felt bold walking up Main Street in my inside-out clothes, labels showing and seams and construction visible. It would have been hard not to notice me, with my crazy hair and awesome outfit. It still unsettles this wallflower that I knowingly stand out in a crowd. So by the time I hit the major intersection, I was aware of the stairs. And entering the subway in the morning crush, I made sure I stood labels visible and withstood the stares, and smirks, and nods between friends. My exit point was Yonge and Dundas Square, coming to ground level at the intersection of one of Canada's top shopping meccas, a public square, and the nearby Ryerson campus, home of Canada's premier fashion school, my alma mater. If I wasn't visible enough, I had to then get to the theater via a three-story escalator. I felt like I was a parade queen, but it was nearly showtime and I had to get to the event. And by the time I got there, the school hadn't yet arrived. But there was the red carpet, so I positioned myself as a shooter, slaying for the photographers that at big fashion events are a visible horde. And I staked my ground with only a few parents. And then I could see my pinafore was almost rudely transparent for a Catholic family film fest. Even standing modestly to the side, I was aware I stood out. And I looked way too hot. I mean the cardigan. But I couldn't take it off since that was the point of my day's dressing. The school finally arrived and pictures were taken on the red carpet. And I noticed the student's MCREST was facing the right way. I knew the girls struggled to take the fashion activist stance at their big event, and having made my public journey, I had to muster courage to confidently stand in my inside-out clothing in public. I know it takes boldness to audaciously break apparel rules. It was tough to stand in the spotlight with my transparent pinafore, but that was the attire metaphor. Transparency and to provoke. Yet not a single person was bold enough to engage with me. I know my fashion statement was stunning and I caught attention. I was told that. I had asked Sass Brown about teaching confidence in making fashion choices in Podcast 12. Since she and I both speak for meaningful fashion choices, I know why I put on each item of my attire. Yet some people I encountered could only snicker at what they thought was my fashion faux pas. People find it hard to tell a man his zipper's undone, so why would a stranger be kind enough to tell me my transparent dress was inside out with the seam showing? It's taken years for me to get comfortable taking compliments on my hair and that I'm brave enough not to dye it. Breaking social norms, even for positive change, is hard, and one has to be confident in your why. I know why I stopped dyeing my hair, and I know why I chose to show off my labels and beautiful seeming. I wanted to provoke dialogue and question the norm for good or goods. But I forgot, as a longtime change agent, that confidence in fashion is not the norm. Hence, dear listeners, the reason why Sass is teaching and I am podcasting about fashion is to help others feel good in your choice of what to wear and feel confident and hot in your daily choice of attire. It's time for a fashion revolution. Upload your label photo with the hashtag WhoMadeMyClothes and look up the company related to your CA or RN number and tag the brand asking them who made my clothes and join the fashion revolution. Check out the millions of world posts and get a new relation to what you choose to cover your heart and skin. Be Gooder. It feels great.
Follow me on Twitter at Gooder Goods. The links I referenced can be found on Facebook. Search Gooder Goods. And the podcast is uploaded on soundcloud.com/Gooder Goods. Choose to be Gooder.